Nazir, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Nazir shegilach v'nodelo shehu tameh. Nazir that shaved, meaning he was totally done. V'nodelo shehu tameh. And then afterwards he found out that he was tameh before he shaved. Im tumah yidua, if it was a tumah that could have possibly been known, we don't mean that it's a tumah that was vadai tameh. We mean that it's a tumah yidua, that it's possible it was known. So, sir. Then it cancels everything and it starts, he's got to start all over again. He's got to do his tiglachas atumah and then the rest. Then tumah satahom eino soser. And if it's a tumah satahom, which is a tumah that cannot be seen, it's in the depths, it's not soser. This is a halacha l'moshe misinai, specifically by a nazir. There are parameters that if a nazir would find out after he shaves that there was tumah satahom, which is a tumah that nobody could have possibly seen, and it's a suffake, whether he was in contact or contracted that tumah, he's tahar. That's why the Mishnah says, "Im tumah satahom eino soser." It's not soser. Im ad shaloi gilach benkach u'benkach soser. If, however, even if it was tumas tahoim, and the Mishnah is going to explain an example of tumas tahoim, but if he found out before he shaved, and then he went ahead and shaved, even though it was a tumas tahoim, it is soser. So the Mishnah is telling us that the only time that a tumas tahoim is not soser is if he finds out after he already shaves. Ketzad. So what's this case of tumas tahoim? Yorod litbol b'mara. If he goes into a mikvah to be toivel. And the Rab points out that the case is that he's, let's say, Tameh Tumas Sheretz. So he has to go to a mikveh. Or a different type of Tumah. But the point is, it can't be Tameh Lameis. We'll see why soon. V'nimsa meis tzaf al pi ha-ma'ara. And like in a horror movie, he sees a dead body floating on top of the mikveh. Or some bones. Maybe he screams. But that's not important right now. Tameh. So he's Tameh. Now, this is even if he's mesupik, whether he was touching it, or he's mesupik, whether he was on top of it, or whatever. He's always Tameh in this case. However, nimsa meshuka bekarka ma'ara, if he finds this dead body stuck underneath in the ground of the cave, let's say he dunks in the mikvah and then like he feels something and lo and behold, it is a dead body. So this is tumas hatahoim, because nobody could have seen this. So the Mishnah says, yorod lahaker, if he went into the mikvah just to be cold, and the point is, the Rav says, it's lav dafka, it's even if he went into the mikvah just to be cold, meaning he wasn't so careful, he wasn't a person that was tamei, that was very, very careful when he went into the mikvah to make sure that he wouldn't become tamei, there's no tumah in the mikvah. Even if he's just a guy that's going to cool himself off, tahar, he's still tahar. Or the more so, if he was, let's say, tamei sheretz. Litar mitumas meis, and this is why the Rav said that, the tumah sheretz in the beginning. Because if he was going in to become tar from tumas meis, tameh, then even the tumas tahoim would not be any different and he'd still be tameh. Why is that? So far we have tumas tahoim only works if he finds out afterwards. And now we're saying that tumas tahoim does not work if he was tameh for sure, if he had a chazaka that he was tameh before, like he was tameh lameis, and at that time that he went to the mikvah, that's when he encountered his tumas tahoim. Now we're saying that the tumas tahoim is going to be no different than any other tumah. Why? Shecheskas tameh. Because here he's got a chazaka that he's tameh, lemeis, and therefore he's tameh. The cheskas tar. But a regular case, let's say regular mitzora, there's just a shaila, let's say he was tameh sheretz, so there's no chazaka of tameh lemeis, and now he's mesupik with this tumas tahom, and he finds out afterwards, after the shaving, he's tar, because the chazaka at the time that the suffix came about, he had a cheskas tar legabi tameh lemeis. Sheraglayim ladavar. So the way the Rav learns, meaning it's more mistaver, that we say that the kula of tumas tahaim only applies when you don't have a cheskas tumah. But there's a svara, a glaim ladavar, that's how they explain, there's a svara to say that it does not apply when he has a cheskas tumah. The Rambam learns here that it just means we go after chazakas. Why do we go after chazakas? Shara glaim ladavar. Because if you don't go after chazakas, how can you possibly live? Raglaim ladavar means there's many other possibilities. You could always say something else happened. How's a person able to do anything without chazakas? You take anything out of your fridge. How do you know that somebody didn't pour basar b'chalav in it? Or whatever, because there's a chazaka. It's not. Because that's the way it was. Otherwise, raglaim adavar means, according to the Rambam, raglaim adavar, it could be a million different things and you can't function like that. So that's why only when it cheskas tumah do we not say tumas tahoim. But if he had a cheskas tyra, the chazaka dans, the suffix, and tumas tahoim is tahar.